Welcome, bitches, to Untaken Takes.
And we are live.
And we are live. What a fucking day today.
What a day, what a day. I know you guys are probably freaking out right now, and you're like, bro, why the fuck is there two episodes of the podcast in 1 week? Well, it's because we had the major shitstorm of to start the new year out.
Pretty much. Day six, people. Day seven now, almost. Yeah. Or like, it's like 11, 15.
Well, day seven by the time we post this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys, it's like 11, 15 right now. Like, this shit is nuts. Like, oh my goodness. All I remember, because I was delivering today, and my coworker's like, bro, turn on the news right now. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Right? And then I see Capitol Hill is like pretty much up in flames. I said, this is nuts, bro. I don't even know what to think. I really don't even know what to think. I'm so fried today.
No, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
It's been a really stressful day. No matter what side you're on, whether you're right or left or wherever, it's been a pretty complicated time for, I think, all of us. And I think all of us should, you know, come do the right thing, come together.
And call this bullshit out. Because honestly, this is not, like, it's not right to do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not right to go up to, I mean, listen, I understand the government is fucked up, but you know, you people who are supporting Trump and doing these things for the wrong reasons, I would understand if you guys did that to protest against the stimulus bill for being so fucked up and having $90 million in furniture spending,
$9 million going to gender studies in Pakistan,
and instead that and we all got $600, you know.
I think $2 million was supposed to go to study what happens when you cut trees down.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things, but that was because the stimulus package was mixed with the ominous funding bill.
Honestly, regardless of all that, I really don't care about the rest of that. It's just the $89 million in furniture spending.
Yeah,
like what the fuck is that? Like, if people were protesting for that, like, okay, I would be cool with it. But you guys are protesting why? Because Trump didn't win? You sound like a loser, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like it's a multitude of things. Like, I feel like there are people who legitimately feel like the election was rigged. And I think in some cases you could, there's election fraud in every election, but I just don't think that there was enough to swing the election to Trump. I think that there was just so much more people who were just anti-Trump this year that was like, you know what, I'm gonna vote for Biden. That maybe they voted for Trump in 2016 and changed, they changed their mind in 2020.
A lot of things could have happened, but people, regardless of the fact, is it's
I just think the claims should be done and that we should just be over it and just accept that Biden's president and that the Democrats are going to control the Senate and the House now because they won the Senate.
And let's be honest here, so fucking what?
To be honest, I don't really care who's in charge anymore because both parties don't give a shit about either of us.
Exactly. You know? Nobody's here to save us.
I've been saying this for a while, that Democrats don't give a shit about you and Republicans don't give a shit about you
either. They equally both don't give a shit about us.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have this fixation that one side of any party is actually beneficial to any of us, because if anybody's been noticing from last year coming till now, that is obviously not the case. We just like to think these things just for the betterment of our own psyche, I guess, or you know, that we feel good about what the fuck, you know, that we did, that it matters to make it, that this shit that we vote for actually makes a real difference in our lives, but it really doesn't. Because we expect in America that we get punched in the face over a difference of opinion, which is not the fucking truth.
Yeah.
Which is not the fucking truth.
It is. You know, it's one of those things where it's crazy. I think that, and I told Angelo this before we recorded the podcast, that when people talk about whether they're right or left, to me at least, I always think about this quote from the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, mm-hmm. which is the scene where Spider-Man and Green Goblin are on the rooftop and Spider-Man got his ass kicked by the Green Goblin. He's talking to him. He gives a monologue and he tells them, like, you know, to each their own, I chose my path. You chose the way of the hero and they found you amusing for a while, the people. But the one thing that they love more than a hero is to see a hero fall and die trying, mm-hmm. in spite of everything. Everything that you've done for them, eventually they will turn on you. So, you know, I think about that and it's like, you know, that's kind of the truth, you know, like you're basically the hero long enough until you still see yourself become the villain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to quote The Dark Knight too.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where we like to think that we're the hero of our own story. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be on the right side of history. They're always saying this, like, no matter what side you're on, is we need to be on the right side of history all the time. And it's kind of ironic for the people who create these narratives to say we're on the right side of history. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because they're creating the narratives. It's not us creating the narratives. It's them, and we're capitulating to their narrative.
Exactly.
Their truth.
The real job of a politician and is to lie to you. Is to lie to you and make you believe that there are non-existent problems. That they create a lot of the problems. Mm-hmm. Is every problem in life always that people get pitted against each other is usually for religious, economic, or political reasons.
Yeah.
Because if you talk to people normally on an every day-to-day basis, people really don't care and don't have that kind of pain in their heart. Individually, at least. But obviously, when you get into groups, and like, you know, me and Lorenzo have said this before, when you get into a group think, obviously, any kind of logic that you have, whether regardless if you voted for Trump or you voted against Trump, or if you're indifferent, is if you're getting into any kind of group, you obviously tend to cater to that group that you're standing with.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be singled out and you don't want to get killed by the mob.
Yeah, you don't want to get canceled. You
know, and not even canceled. You don't want to get killed in some
cases. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? And now I'm talking social media. Fuck social media. That shit is bullshit. I'm talking about real life when you go to these political places. And I went to the Lincoln Avenue protest a couple of weeks ago. Just to see how it was. And honestly, like, after going to that, I really realized, like, maybe we're all fucking idiots.
Maybe we all don't have
a fucking clue. Maybe we all are convinced that we hate each other because reasons. But the truth is, the government and no politician is here to save us. It's us at the end of the day to save ourselves. Because if we sit here and the whole time bickering and arguing with each other, we're not going to have anybody to bicker and argue with anymore. And that's my main thing. It's like, why can't we just, you know, sit here and say, you know what? I have differences from you. I think the goal is the same at the end of the day. Because if you watch any kind of political differences, like, what I love is the middle ground. Have you ever watched that on YouTube?
No, I haven't watched it.
If you watch it, it's honestly one of the best YouTube YouTube series ever, in my personal opinion. Because at the end of the... Yes, you know, they go back and forth with whatever they're talking about, whether it be religious or, you know, moral or social, whatever. And at the end of the day, they come to an agreement and they shake hands and they hug one another at the end of the day, because the best thing that you have to do is just to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yes, and be respectful. Yes, we might have polarizing different views.
Yep.
I will never ever want to say that you can't say that, or I never want somebody to harm you over it.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Because listen, me personally, I really don't care what the fuck you think. As long as you come with to me and you have conviction and you're a warrior about it, but you're respectful and you don't call names or use demeaning terms or just you say general statements, that's the only time I get upset. If I'm talking to somebody about any particular subject and you use a generalization to describe me with a group of people, to me, I think that's the worst thing that you can do. Because I'm an individual, as you are an individual, and I will be treated as such. If I wanted to be in a group, and if I wanted to identify with the group, I would outright say it.
Yeah.
But I don't. Because everybody does things for their own motives. However, with today in Capitol Hill, I don't know if it's frightening. I don't know if it's fucking... I don't even know anymore what to call them, man. Honestly, it's just...
Honestly, man, it's just the things that are going on right now. It's It's crazy. It really is. This is really a very strange time to be alive. There's a lot of things going on right now, man. This, you know, to me at least, this is a sign that we need things to actually legitimately change. And we have to stop talking about how much we need change and actually do something. And look, the Democrats have been talking about trying to fix these issues for a while. And they've been saying that, look, we need the House, we need the Senate to do this, we need the presidency. They have all three right now. There's no more excuses anymore. That you don't have the votes, you don't have the support. You have it now. So if you want to prove me wrong and prove that, you know, that the Democrats actually do give a shit about us and that they do want to do something, then you have to do it now when Biden becomes president. I don't want to hear no bullshit in 2 years, 4 years, when there's midterm elections and the next presidential elections, that we need another 4 more years. I don't want to hear that shit no more. That's it.
Yeah, I'm done. You guys have everything.
And I think that if you still support the Democrats, if they waste this golden opportunity, you would call it, because that's what I would call it right now.
I would call it too. If the House is stacked like that, and the representatives, look, and they
had to win both seats to control the Senate, and they won both seats. They had to win both. If they controlled, or if they only won, flipped one seat, it's still Republican Senate. They flipped both seats, all right? Because Kamala breaks the tie. Technically, they don't have a majority in the Senate. It's a tie with Kamala Harris breaking the tie. So that means that the Democrats have to be overwhelmingly on board for every single bill that they do. Because even if one defects, it breaks the majority lead, the quote majority lead. But they have control of all three branches of Congress. So, I mean, all three branches of the American political system, the executive branch and the legislative branch. And they control both legislative branches, Congress and the House of Representatives. The third being the judicial branch, which they don't control. That's controlled by the Republicans, because the Republicans have the majority there. But the judicial branch, you can only appoint people when those spots become available. So I don't really count, even though that is the third branch of government, and I kind of misquoted myself. I don't really count that. I count the House and the Senate as kind of its own thing, even though it's two parts of the same role.
I feel like that's, I mean, yes, as much as the judicial branch is very Republican,
the judicial branch, honestly, in my opinion, is the most important out of the three.
But it, like you said, it's mostly Republican. But to me, I mean, yes, that's a factor, but how many people who are Republican that turned on Trump? I mean, not saying that Trump wasn't fucking ideal person to even, you know, die on that hill behind, but what am I even trying to say?
It's kind of hard, because I feel like we're all kind of polarized, because we're all just reacting to this right now. You know, four people died, according to the Associated Press today.
I don't even know what to think anymore, man. Like, honestly,
you know, it's crazy.
Anybody who was at that rally and trying to inflict and do harm, you know, on
us. Oh, yeah. And anybody who's there trying to start.
Yeah, an asshole. Yeah, a terrorist. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and, like, even sugarcoat
it. I don't care if you are a Trump supporter. If you're someone who said that the BLM riots were domestic terrorism, which a lot of people said, the Antifa, BLM shit, everything that went on in Kenosha, Indianapolis, when they were burning half the city down, destroying businesses. I know that I personally got very off-putted when I saw all that. And I think it would be hypocritical of me not to say the same thing right now.
You know, I'll keep it real. Yeah. I for sure definitely
Any person who tries to inflict harm to someone, I don't care what your reasoning is. I don't care where you feel like you're morally right or morally justified. You're not. But there's never a time where you can justify doing harm to other people who had nothing to do with what you're arguing about.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Or even do it for, you know what, like, in a way, I actually respect the Black Lives Matter for what they did even more than what just happened today, was because, you know, they're doing it for an unjustifiable death.
Which, yeah, obviously, I agree with that.
The guy, and you know what I hate, like, I, even though, yes, the guy wasn't a perfect human being, but then again,
who, talking about George Floyd, right?
Yeah, yep. But then again, yep. who are we? We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but nobody deserves to die.
Nobody deserves to die that way. Even.
And now we have people over here on this side.
We're supposed to be better than that, you know?
I mean, technically, yeah, that's what they were saying the whole time. Like, oh, yeah, we're better than that. And meanwhile, you're trying to burn down the fucking
Capitol Hill.
Yeah, Capitol Hill building. Down and
I thought that was ridiculous. Yeah. I really can't believe that, you know, and what a way to lose support too.
Yeah,
you know
what honestly, I'm saying?
Like did you see how fast like people turn the second that that shit happened? Like you had people like today, for those of you who aren't educated, today is the actual election in terms of how we certify our votes and mm-hmm. everything. A lot of people kind of are confused with how the election process works. They think that, oh, I voted on election day and this person was picked as president. That's how it goes. And that's not really how it works. It's kind of disingenuous.
And before we actually go into it, I just want to finish.
Yeah.
Before and with what's happening today, what happened today, which is completely wrong, where like I'm giving
you have to
absolutely condemn this shit totally mm-hmm. because people who were protesting over wrongful death. You're protesting over an election
that you lost.
Mm. And you lost. You cannot be a sore loser and be a sore winner at the same fucking time.
To be honest, I feel like
you have to take everything gracefully.
I feel like if Trump just conceded and lost, he would have shown a side to him that a lot of people wouldn't have seen, where like, look, he can accept that he can lose and try again in, you know, 2024. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? Maybe people who voted for him in 2016, they'll be like, you know what? Biden was a lame duck president. He didn't really do anything for us. 2024 rolls around.
Change of heart, but you know what? I don't think I'll ever vote.
As a matter of fact, bro, I was telling one of my friends this. I really feel like today was the birth of Trump's Patriot Party. Because it's kind of a weird thing. We look at everything as red pill, blue pill, so it's either you're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is a vast majority of the people are centrists in the middle.
Absolutely.
Where we, like, socially liberal or with conservative financial values or in family values.
Or just mixed all around.
Or mixed overall. You know
what I mean?
Like, some people have views from both sides. I know I do. I'm a libertarian. I'm a certified libertarian. That's my political mm-hmm. party. You know, I was a Democrat. I've switched. I voted Republican and Democrat.
I think that's fair to say.
In multiple elections. I don't vote just in the presidential election. I vote in midterms as well. So I usually vote for people that I believe in, and I voted third party most of the time. But I voted for everyone, basically. I vote for the person that I've done my research on, and I can fully say,
like, is good for us.
If I vote for someone, what I'm trying to explain, and maybe I'm doing a bad job, is I do a lot of research before I vote for someone. It doesn't go off of my Instagram page. I don't give a fuck what social media says. Social mm-hmm. media can kiss my dick. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I don't give a fuck about your Instagram page.
That's my
like,
fucking Google. If you think
that your Instagram page, like, you got 3,000 followers, 15,000 followers, 25,000 followers, I got sorry news for you, bro. No one gives a shit about you. Mm-hmm. You just got a whole bunch of either bot accounts or people that are so fucking manipulated and look at you like a god. You know what I'm saying?
And don't know even 2 seconds about who you
exactly.
really are.
And just, they don't know nothing about you. They know what you put on your social media. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck, like, how popular you think you are or how great you think you are. If you don't do your research and if you just blindly vote for people because they have a D or an R next to their name on the ballot, then you're a low information voter, and I don't want to say you don't deserve the right to vote, but you're the reason why nothing gets done is what I'm saying. No. Then, like, not even like election fraud. Like, you don't, it's not that you don't deserve
election fraud. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My bad. But what I'm trying to say,
people.
Yeah, we're both tired. What I'm trying to say is, like, it's not that you don't deserve the right to vote, but you make voting pointless when you do that, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
If you vote for people just because based off of how you feel versus how they govern.
Or everybody's telling you, oh, you should vote for Biden.
Look at everyone who
Trump. Suck my dick.
Right after Bloomberg left the office. Right after Bloomberg left office, and they voted in Bill de Blasio. How many people who were Democrats regret that decision?
Probably fucking everybody.
Because Democrats hate him too. It's not even just Republicans that hate him. It's Democrats and Republicans hate Bill de Blasio. He is universally the most hated mayor in American history. That's just a fact. That's not hyperbole.
Yeah, that's
a fact.
That's not even.
You could try and fact check me. I promise you, I will prove
you
wrong.
You could go into even the deep South Bronx, man, and you say Bill de Blasio.
When people in Park Hill. Park Hill say that they hate Bill de Blasio, you know you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know you fucked up.
Exactly. I was like, oh, we don't care that you support Black Lives Matter. We know what the fuck you're doing behind our backs. Like, you only care people.
They don't. They don't
care
when
it's convenient,
that, you
bro.
Know, that his wife is black or that his son is black.
Yeah.
You know? It's what do you do for the community? You
know, doesn't matter what the fuck, you know, like, exactly. And I think that's a lot.
That's the most important thing. Like, nobody cares what you support. It's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can post on Instagram that, oh, yeah, we support BLM. We're going to write BLM right in front of the Trump Tower.
I support fucking Trump.
You know? But like, what are you actually doing for the communities? You know, and Ice Cube said this. It's like, bro, I want to go for the person who's actually going to do something for my community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, too, Dr. Dre went to the hospital, by the way.
Oh, wait,
brain aneurysm. Happened? Yeah.
Oh,
apparently he's fine right now, but if today couldn't get worse, Dre's in the hospital.
No,
so.
Not Dre. Bro.
So, you know, sending out positive vibes and prayers to the families that were affected today
Dre,
and
man.
Dr. Dre. You know, the four people who died, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with them, but yeah,
it's just been a fucking tough day, man.
It's been a day.
But I respect anybody who dies for whatever they believe in. Like, I don't even care if you're necessarily right or wrong, but if you die under the terms of saying, you know what, this is what I truly believe in, if you truly believe in whatever ideologies that you hold in your heart that's dear to you and you're willing to die for them, like, honestly, I have no other things but to tip my hat off to you, whether you're right or you're left.
I don't know. I wouldn't honestly go so far to say that with that 16-year-old girl that died. I don't really think you know what you really believe.
No,
in
I mean, wait,
young,
the girl,
you know?
Was 16?
Yeah, she was 16.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. See, no.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I have a big fucking problem.
No, it's all good, bro.
No. I'm just going to say in general. I don't think
it's hard to get
should ever be involved in politics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The minute you're 18, if you want to follow it, absolutely go for it. But if you're not, if your parents are very political, which I hate that for kids like that, for kids, and even...
Yeah, you shouldn't push your views onto your kids. You should let your kids formulate their own opinions.
I'm going to keep it so honest with you. When I have kids, man, there's not going to be one lick of fucking politics in my house unless they bring it up. And then I will tell them my opinion. But then at the end of the day, I'm going to say, but you know what? At the end of the day, do your own research and I will respect you for believing what you believe. Because I know kids that...
See, I agree with what you're saying. I think for me, if I was in that situation, what I would do is, this is just my personal view, I would tell them, like, look, your political views are things that are going to change. Just because you have those views now in 2020 doesn't mean in 2030 you're going to have those views.
Absolutely.
There are plenty of people who they're on one side of the spectrum, and then life happens. You know what I'm saying? We're humans. Like, we are forever changing. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? If you stay stagnant, you're the only thing that's staying stagnant, because the world around you is evolving and changing every day.
All the time.
So if you keep going off of your old views, you're just going to be that old person who's talking about the glory days when they were like the star baseball player in high school.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Have you ever listened to the song Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen?
No, I'm not too familiar with it.
You should listen to Bruce Springsteen's a great artist. He's, you know, the king of New Jersey, basically.
Okay.
But he's a great artist. But he talks about it, and the song is basically about a guy who, he's living in the past, basically. You know, he didn't do anything with his life after that, and all he talks about is the glory days. He talks about when he was on top, and that's how I feel like people are when they don't change their opinions. Like, look, the mark of a rational person is someone who changes their information in light of new evidence.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why, like, I don't try to be that guy, but I think scientists are the most rational people in, and scientists, medical professionals, those are all the same
thing. I mean, everybody is rational to a certain point. You know what I mean? Because businessmen,
I would like to believe that, but based off of what I've seen, and again, it's all anecdotal. This is not, I'm not going to try and overgeneralize the population because there's a lot of rational people who aren't scientists and stuff like that.
Personal experience.
But in my personal experience and going to a very liberal college, people are stuck in their ways and they don't want to change. And if you try to even implement some kind of new idea into their groupthink, they dismiss it. And they not only dismiss it, but they attack it.
And that's wrong.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. Because you know what, Ian? As much as the right says they don't do that, I beg to fucking differ because they really do. Because
no, both sides do it. It's not a left or right thing. Just the left is more vocal.
Absolutely. No.
Because you don't have that many right-wing celebrities besides Trump.
Okay.
Name another right-wing political person that we know of besides Ted Cruz. Like Mitch McConnell, but that's because everyone hates Mitch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like he's a meme at this point. Like I can name a lot of right-wing Republican people, but that's because I follow politics a lot.
Exactly.
But the average person, like if I was to ask my brother's not going to know who Mitch McConnell is.
He's not.
You know, my sister's not going to know who Mitch McConnell is unless she's watching the news or something like that.
He's going to be like, who the fuck is this old?
Like, who the fuck is Ted Cruz?
Exactly. You know?
Like, who's that?
Zodiac killer? Yeah.
Exactly. we're going there. We're bringing that old bag
up. I just wanted to fucking say that really quick. Funny.
But, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people who vote are low information voters for the most part. They only know what's on their social media feed. And your social media feed is not news. I don't care if you follow fact checkers on social media. There's no such thing as... Put it this way. You know this quote, who watches The Watchmen?
Come on.
No, no, but it's an actual quote, is what I'm saying.
Who watches the people in power?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty fucking
But who much. Also watches the fact checkers? Who fact checks the fact checkers?
We don't know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
We don't know, but truth be told, man, just to continue on with when we say the Democrats are more vocal in speaking out against certain ideas that don't mesh well with them, I wouldn't say that the Republicans are not that much are not that different from them in the sense that
I think they're both the same. I just think they articulate their arguments to target specific people so that they can get into power. But I think the underlying statement is the same thing The Democrats, any radical or left-wing or any type of social construct that they can create to get into power, they will. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is let's just create our own scenario right now.
Okay.
So if you have a white man and a black man in the same room, all right, and they're best friends, all right, and they get into an argument, basically. They will take whatever opinion it is to get the majority. So let's just say the majority of this hypothetical situation is 70% black, 25% white, or something like that. They want to cater to that 75%. So they'll do whatever it says to get that 75%, because that means that they'll have the power. But if the scenario was flipped, and if it was 75% white, 25% black, they would go to the 75% white.
It's just you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter who it is. But what I'm trying to say is we don't need to bring race or gender or anything into it or political ideals. It's wherever the votes are is what I'm trying to say. That's at the heart of what I'm saying.
No, absolutely.
Is that they care about how they can solicit their power
and
how they can keep it.
I just want to say something that I just remembered and I just thought about just now, because you said you were talking about Bruce Springsteen, the glory days, and I feel like the Republicans are the glory days party because
they're done,
and this is the truth. This is the death of the Republican Party at the
I said before, honestly, I legitimately believe that when Trump is taken out of office in 14 days from now, whether he leaves willingly or forcefully, however it goes, there will be a birth of a new party. It's going to be like Teddy Roosevelt when he ran against Taft with the Bull Moose Party. I legitimately believe that he's going to create his own political party.
He fucking might.
He's already in talks of creating his own media network, so.
Really?
Yeah, Trump Media, I think he's calling
it. Holy shit, but I'm saying is that, what the fuck was I going to say? That a lot of conservatives, because the only leg that they stand on is like, oh, Ronald Reagan was, you know, we're trying to bring the Republican Party back to like the era of Ronald Reagan, where that is never ever going to happen. And the reason why they probably gravitated to Trump so much was because he was very Reagan-like in a lot of ways. However, in the grand scheme of things, they're talking about...
I feel like Ronald Reagan gets a bad rap, though, a lot of the times, for some reason.
I could see the beef because he has done a lot of fucked up laws against minorities and shit like
that. Yeah, that's true.
So I could see the beef. Like,
but so did, you know? So did FDR, though.
No, absolutely. Everybody
and FDR was a Democrat.
Every fucking... No, I'm not saying... Lorenzo, I know.
No, I know this.
Yeah. And I think a big problem with the Republicans now is that they talk about, oh, communism and socialism is the fucking enemy.
McCarthyism, you're talking about.
Yeah, McCarthyism, all that. No, seriously, no, actual communism and fucking all this. And I sit there and I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots, man. Yeah. Honestly. You think that is the least of our fucking problems. You know what our fucking problem is? That we really have to worry about is to make sure our government doesn't become a fucking tyrannical empire.
Yeah.
That's the real problem with the totalitarian empire. Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're a socialist or if they're a Democrat or if they fall into the kind of ideals that you do. It's a totalitarian government where they don't allow freedom in any way, shape, or
freedom
form.
Freedom of thought.
Personal freedoms, at least.
I think that, look, we're going to live in a Democrat ran society right now for at least the next 2 years. At least the next 2 years at the minimum.
There's going to be a pushback in some kind of way.
But if nothing gets done or if something happens that makes this situation worse, to me, this is going to work both ways. To me, this is the end of the Republican Party in terms of being a popular choice. I think you're going to have the section of the... Because like I was saying in the beginning of the podcast, Trump, even though he's a registered Republican, Trump has been a Democrat at one point too. He switched multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually spent most of his life as a Democrat. But he switched, you know. I think now, because of this pushback from the party, he's going to form his own party right now. Trump was never really a true Republican. He's always been more socially liberal and conservative financially, but most rich people are conservative financially because they don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah,
that's a big thing. Even your Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, she makes $21 million. Her net worth is $21 million. Mm-hmm. Let me not say something wrong.
She makes 21 million.
Her net worth is 21 mm-hmm. million. You know, Bernie Sanders, millionaire. Joe Biden, millionaire. I could go down the list of Democrats and Republicans that are all millionaires, and they're all lobbyists. You know. Trump, at least, he was a millionaire before he got into becoming a president.
Billionaire, actually.
So, my bad. You know what I meant. Billionaire, uh-huh. obviously. You know, one of the most richest men in the world.
He had that fuck you money. I don't need you.
But what it was, at least, is that he was kind of the outsider coming in. So he used the Republican Party as kind of a vessel to become president. Mm-hmm. Because you can't become president unless you're Democrat or Republican. I think now, and I think this, obviously, you know, people are going to say that I'm going to take what I'm saying out of context. I think it's a good thing that we're going to have more parties, but it's not because I want.
Thing. I think a lot. No, of
no, no, no. What? Because
you.
Because it's Trump making his own party.
Okay.
So people are going like, to say like I'm supporting Trump making his own party. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm that's what I'm trying
but
to word
I think
it
the
properly.
Idea, but I think the seeds of it and the idea of this is to even bring
I think
that
we need
to the
more
table.
I think we need 5 or 6
I think
contending
so too.
Parties
I think so too
you know
not just two
not just two
power.
Not just three
exactly.
We need 4, 5, 6
because in other countries I think in like Britain correct me if I'm wrong
the UK I think they have a couple
they have a couple of different kind of parties obviously they have the two main ones but they have other parties that do win.
Yeah, because
you know,
I really feel like
nation.
We can come together if the people who are in the middle don't capitulate to the left or the right. and they're just like, you know what? Fuck the left, fuck the right. No offense if you're a Democrat or Republican.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, exactly. I don't fuck with either one.
Yeah, fuck
both. I'm very vocal on how much I hate both parties. I hate Nancy Pelosi. I hate Chuck Schumer. I hate Mitch McConnell. I hate Ted Cruz. I hate Trump. I hate all of them. And it doesn't matter if I voted for them or if I agree with them. It doesn't fucking matter.
I voted. Listen,
Max Rose, Nicole Malliotakis. I can go down the fucking list of people I hate.
Absolutely. And I just want to make this clear. I voted for Trump, not because of the person who he is, because honestly, I didn't give a fuck who he is, but at the end of the day, now that I see that, like, you know what, it is person and policies.
Yeah.
Because you have to be a somebody.
Joe Jorgensen, that's all I'm going to say.
Yo, listen, honestly, I have to do more research on him.
Her.
Yeah, I have to do Joe more Jorgensen. Research. Yeah. And you see, that's somebody who you should probably look into, Joe Jorgensen. She's probably a very capable candidate.
She was the Libertarian nominee for this year's election.
And everybody's like, oh, Libertarian, like, shut up.
People are going to say that voting Libertarian or voting third party is a vote for Trump. And you know what? I say to that, you can suck my dick, too.
Yeah, facts.
Because you know what? And you know what? Say that that's male privilege or something like that. Go ahead. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because you know what? Like, fuck you. Like, I'm not capitulating to that idea. The Democrat Party, I hope burns down in the flames. The Republican Party, I hope burns down in flames.
Both of y'all.
Fuck them both. That's all I'm gonna say.
Both of y'all go down the drain.
I'm 100% on Brett Weinstein and Eric Weinstein's idea for Unity 2020, for just logical, rational people to come together and create a third party. I'm all about it right now. Like, honestly, if anything, this today only further inseminates the idea in my mind that the two-party system has completely failed this country.
It has done nothing but divide
the country into basically red pill, blue pill, like it's a fucking the Matrix.
Or it's like a fucking sports team. Like, if you're not with the Republicans and all.
It's like Red Sox versus Yankees, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like you're a Red Sox fan or a Yankees fan, you know? It's one of those things.
We fight and kill each other over that.
Patriots are fucking Giants.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Like, there's better reasons to fight each other.
Yeah, but you know, the thing with sports is that everyone has an equal chance to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a 50-50. Like, even if you have the team with better players, it's still possible for you to win. It's not likely, but you can. But
the underdog story.
Yeah, the underdog story. We like that story. You know what I'm saying?
The underdogs in real life don't win.
Yeah, no, you know, it, at least when it comes to this shit, yeah. It's the truth, and it's sad.
And you know what, guys? The government is the 20 point over, and we're the 20 point under.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
In terms of, like, you know, who wins and who loses most of the time.
And guess what? The government will make sure a lot of us lose 98% of the time.
Look, to me, it's just clear our government's failed us. You know, whether Republican, Democrat, like I said, they failed us. It's over.
I don't get people who are like...
The only way to fight this, man, is to create a new party. To create new parties, not just one new party, multiple. Like I said, five or six. I'm fine with the Democrats and Republicans being a lot of being like...
I will go with four.
Working
I will go
if,
for,
if there's multiple parties.
Well, I will go for far right. I will go for middle right.
Well, the far right would probably be Trump's new political party.
And then I will go for middle left, and then far left, which is like, you know, AOC and Bernie Sanders and all this other.
Yeah, well, this talks about AOC leaving the Democrat Party because the Democrat low key for those of you who don't know, the Democrats don't like AOC.
Oh, they hate her.
Like, there's a reason why Biden is not picking her for any of his cabinet positions. It's not because he doesn't. It's not because he can't get her in. He doesn't want her there.
Yeah.
But
is
Biden.
That true?
Yeah. No, it is. He picked for his energy cabinet. I'll give you the name because I don't have it off the top of my head. But for Joe Biden, the person who's doing the clean energy stuff is an oil company CEO. Yeah, he's the one doing all the environmental and energy sustainable stuff. That is his energy and sustainable
guys.
Energy.
Guess what? We're gonna realize in the next 4 years, nobody does the fucking job right.
Yeah.
Nobody can do the fucking job right. At the end of the fucking day, we're all by ourselves. It's just us. Doesn't fucking matter. Who the fuck is in office? Who gives a shit? Guess what? Obama never stopped me from making money. Trump never stopped me from making money. Right? at the end of the day, it's up to you. It's up to you to control your own life and your own destiny. Because whatever happens on the outside, in my personal opinion, yes, you can care about the community, but it does not fucking matter. Who matters is how you deal with it and how you handle it and how you make a way in this world for yourself. Because that's the fucking truth. That's the only truth. Yeah. That, I don't think there's anything more to say. Because honestly, I don't even know. I don't even want to say anything more, man. Truth fucking be told. Because I'm fucking over everything. Yeah, fuck. But that's crazy I don't know why they don't want AOC. So honestly, I'm not even surprised. Because I was telling this girl today.
Because this is what I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, it's like I said before, man. They're capitulating to wherever the votes are. And they're telling people. They're like, all right. Put it like this. You know how Planet Fitness gives you free pizza at the end of the month? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do. That's a joke about Planet Fitness. It's a gym, but at the same time, they're giving you pizza. So this is what it is. But exactly, that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They hide the fact that this is a gym where you're supposed to work out, lift weights. But it's like, hey, reward yourself. Once a week, there's a slice of pizza here for you. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want you to be healthy. They want you to be fat because if you're healthy and you no longer go to their gym, you go to a real gym. Because like Planet Fitness is like a baby gym. You go there, you go there to lift if you're insecure about working out or if you're just starting and you don't know if you're that serious about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually you move on to like a real gym or something like that. That's the purpose of Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. But they don't want you to leave. So what they do is they give you these incentives, donuts. They make like a lounge, a stress-free zone. They try to make it more of something where you come in and it's like an entertainment factor. Like when I go to the gym, I go to clang and bang my workout. That's it.
Yeah,
I go to fight. I go to wrestle, do all that shit.
Isn't
I don't go there for food.
Planet Fitness if you put
the lunk alarm.
Yeah, the lunk alarm. That's
a real thing. I can tell you it's a real thing.
I know it's a fucking real thing, man. I think it's fucking dumb.
I went to Planet Fitness with one of my friends and I'll never go back. I hope I get banned from it talking shit about it.
What do you call it? Or we might accidentally get sponsored, but that's for another conversation. Yeah, guys, it's just been a fucking long day, man.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's crazy.
Long day, man. Honestly, you know, I've had my, you know, this whole year, man, I felt like I was on the wrong side of a lot of arguments. You know what I mean? Just for a plethora of different reasons. And not saying that I was necessarily wrong on a lot of things. I was half right. I think when you get older in life, I think you realize that instead of being right on a lot of things, like you more than 90% of the time, you're half right. You're never fully right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's impossible.
Sometimes
you ignore a fact or you missay a fact, but it's nonetheless a half truth. A lot of things are half truths. That's
the history of our politics. It's filled with half truths. You know what I'm saying? I really don't think that anything is going to change. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing changes.
I really do believe that we are not going to see this dramatic change that people believe the Biden and Harris administration is going to be. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second that this is going to change anything. I think that the only thing a Joe Biden presidency does is it's not Trump. It's anybody but Trumpism now. That's what I'm trying to say is that that's a world where we live in where we'll take all the bad shit that Joe Biden will do and Kamala Harris will do and we'll say it's better than Trump. Better than Trump. Like anything, like they...
I'm waiting for it.
They'll take a shit and we'll look at it and we'll call it gold is what I'm trying to say. And this is not me shitting on them and saying that, oh, Trump would do it better. I don't think Trump would do it any better. But at the same time, I don't see either side doing anything better. Even if Trump was president for 4 more years, I don't think he'd do a better job than Joe Biden, is what I'm trying to say. The problem isn't if it's Joe Biden or Trump. The problem is that it's the same system that's continuing to go on it. We're not breaking the wheel. We're just cogs on the wheel, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. We don't replace the parts. You know what's crazy with the wheel? In politics, it's It's old parts, but we just keep replacing it with new oil.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's all it is.
It's like Game of Thrones. You know what I'm saying? Like when Joffrey becomes king. You know what I mean? And then every king
I
that they...
I didn't watch Game of Thrones. You didn't so watch? You can't even... Bro, Game of Thrones fucking
trash.
Well,
basically, they... in the beginning of the show, they kill the Mad King. I'm just going to sum it up. They kill this tyrannical ruler only to replace him with another tyrannical ruler.
Oh,
to replace
nice.
Him with another tyrannical ruler. And basically, the theme was is that you can have the best intentions at heart. Like, one of the main characters of the show is she's... Her goal is to become the queen of the Iron Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end, she becomes the villain of the show. Because she goes crazy with power. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it's supposed to be an allegory for is that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Is that you can have the best of good intentions, but once you get that power is intoxicating. Like, it changes people.
Yeah.
Like you can't say that these politicians who run for re-election all the time don't like the power that they have. They love it.
Of course.
Like, Andrew Cuomo loves that he could shut your fucking business down. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the mayor of, or who's the governor of California?
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, he loves to fucking shut people's electricity and water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I hate when people say that the Democrats are the best option for America. The reality is they both suck, is what I'm trying to say. They're both terrible, terrible parties, and they... The only reason why they stay in power is because people don't have the patience to actually sit down, spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes of their life to really, yeah, bro, like really what we are, you know, and that's a great point. I'm glad that you brought that up. Is that really what our political system is we're just clicking a box on a button because we're too lazy to read the terms and conditions.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, bro. Is that we see a D or an R right on the ballot box, and when we pick based off of what our biases is and what our friends pick. That's just what it is. It's one of those things, and it's fucking sad. And you know what? It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
I'm just at a loss for words today, man. It's just like
I'm disappointed at the direction this country is going in. I was disappointed even before all this shit happened. I've been disappointed for a very long time.
Happy New Year, right?
Yeah, right.
Happy fucking New Year.
Way to start off the new year. But you know what, man? Like, we need to be honest because this is Untaken Takes. We're not here to push a party. We're here to talk shit about both of them because this is about rational thinkers. That's what we want you guys to know and take away from the podcast is that this isn't about left-wing, right-wing ideas. This is about pure facts only, not feelings, just facts.
And you know what, and I know the arguments that usually centrists are more likely to lean with conservative sides with certain situations.
Yeah,
where I'm
which I think is a
say,
bullshit argument.
I mean,
I'm just saying that not for you, like,
no, I know
housing.
Not for
what,
us,
what I'm saying is that I feel like a centrist where they lean at, and yes, it's I agree with you, it is more conservative. Like, usually they'd be more right because the right is seen as more moderate when it comes to certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of actually following the Constitution as it's written and not
and just caring about
overriding
the family
it
and stuff like
and
that.
Changing everything. But I think that the Libertarian Party could be so much better if we actually got people to jump into that bandwagon.
I feel like all the parties could be better, but...
But the media won't cover it. That's the thing. The media doesn't have Joe Jorgensen on, but they have Nancy Pelosi on. They have... I actually really like Tulsi Gabbard. Like, Tulsi Gabbard, I'm in love with her.
She's the Democrat one, right?
Yeah, well, she's no longer part of the party. She actually resigned from her... Senate seat. So in the end of
so what
this
is she
month,
doing now?
But I think she's done with politics just because she's done with the left. Like she's done with the Democrats.
Really?
Like, you guys lost a really good candidate. Like I'm like no offense. I know she's married, but like she's gotten divorced.
Wait, I gotta see. Her. I gotta see.
She's
her.
Gotten divorced
who
before,
is this
but Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi
Gabbard has
Gabbard?
My heart. Yeah.
I think I've seen her.
Yeah,
what's
she,
how do you?
She's a Hindu woman.
Oh yeah, I've seen her.
She served
in the
Army Reserves. She was an officer. She achieved the rank of major. She's a Samoan and American.
Oh yeah. Oh, so
woman.
She's Samoan. Oh, shout
yeah.
out. Samoa.
She's also Hindu, so she's a mix. You know, she's Indian, she's Samoan. You know, she's fucking gorgeous. You know, I think she's amazing, and the best part about it is that she's the most rational person I think I've ever seen in Congress, period. And I think that she would have been perfect as the first female president, not vice president, like female president. I think that I would vote for her. If she was the Democratic nominee for this year, I would have voted for her.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and she's hot too.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, forget all that. I don't even care what her policies is, girl. You got a nice smile. You got some pretty hair.
Yeah, I think she's amazing, and I feel she really bad. She got a nice
chin.
I hope she comes back into politics because we need people like her to.
Because she seems like a moderate person.
Oh, she's very moderate. She seems like a very moderate person. She was on Rogan too, so you know, like I'm not trying to shout out other people's podcasts, but I love her so much that I want people.
We tend to do that a lot on this show. We're not shouting nobody. We are shouting everybody out because hopefully they do that for us. But you know, we don't.
I just want more people to look at Tulsi Gabbard and get away from.
I'm going to actually look at her. So thank you, because I didn't even like. I heard about her. I seen her, like, but I only seen her for a second. I'm like, I just put the phone down. It wasn't anything that caught my surprise.
I think it's a shame that we focus on these fucking crooked ass politicians so much, and we ignore the people who are actually here, like Rand Paul, like all these actual good.
Yeah,
people.
Rand Paul, I know.
Rand Paul's a fucking doctor. He's a fucking doctor who became a politician. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I don't care what your opinion is, but, like, you have these actual people who are actually taking time out of their lives to actually do things, not because it does anything for them, but they legitimately care about their society. Like, Tulsi Gabbard doesn't need to fucking be a politician. You know, she was a major in the fucking Army Reserves. Oh, she's good. Chilling. She's Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not worried about it. Rand Paul's a fucking doctor. This is what I'm trying to say. Like, these are people who, they have jobs that make them the top 1% already.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They don't need to be politicians. They're there because they care. Fucking Dan Crenshaw was a Navy SEAL. Do you not know how alpha you need to be a Navy SEAL?
Yeah, true.
You know how many people can't handle that training mentally? Like, they don't know what goes into the SEAL training, but this guy lost his eye in fucking war. And people shit on him because he's a Republican. Who gives a fuck if he's a Republican, bro? Like, he's a fucking badass who fought for his country.
Yeah, honestly. And he deadass got shot in his shit. He got shot in his fucking face. And he still got up. He's like, pussy. Bink.
Yeah, and you know, I don't like Max Rose, but Max Rose fought for his country.
Listen, too, honestly, you know, man, like, I fuck with Max Rose. Like, honestly.
I didn't really fuck with him towards the end because it felt like he was capitulating too much to the Democratic viewpoints, the radical left, to secure his seat in the Senate.
Okay, and I have to say this.
That's the only thing I
don't necessarily have a problem with Democrats. I really don't. My issue is
when you sell your soul to the devil.
Not even that. It's just when you're too fucking radical. I don't like anybody who's fucking radical. Because
I don't care if you're radical right or radical left. If you're too far gone,
exactly,
you're crazy.
You're too far gone. Yeah. Right? Because the radical left, they're openly racist. And they're fucking... They're just full of shit.
Yeah. And the radical left is racist.
They're closeted racist. This because even Kanye West said it. There's two kinds of racism. The broke...
Kanye said it the best. Like, it's white people telling me what I should be offended by. Like, how are white people going to tell black people what they're supposed to be offended by?
There's broke N-word racism, and there's rich N-word racism. It's like, oh, you can't touch that in the store if you're broke, but if you're rich, oh, would you please buy some more? You want a Bentley or another gold chain? It's like, all you blacks want all the same thing. It's kind of the same thing. That's what the left is. And honestly, Kanye's always been woke, man. And I feel bad for Kanye because now his wife has divorced him.
No, they got divorced, really?
Yeah, they're filing for divorce.
That's OD.
Honestly,
I mean, I can't say I'm surprised is what I'm trying to say. No, I love Kanye and his music. I think Kanye is a little crazy.
I don't even care because I know this My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy Part 2 coming out.
Yeah.
Gangsta. But... on that note, it's been a very hectic day today.
Yeah, you know, I know we kind of went more on a rant about politics than we would like to.
But honestly, it does have everything. It has everything to do with everything.
Yeah, it is something that's affecting us. And look, like I again want to say, we should send our prayers to everybody that got affected today, whether you're on the left or right. Let's not let this divide us. Let's come together, and let's try to make the best out of a bad situation on both sides. You know, let's move on into the new year. Let's not start 2021 off bad. Like, it's already off to a bad start. We're only 6 days into the new year. Like, come on, man. We can do better.
Don't want the momentum of 2020.
Can you imagine what the fucking COVID cases are going to be like? How this is going to turn into a COVID thing in a little bit. But we're not going to go that far into that because we're running low on time. We want to keep this episode nice and short. So
yeah, nice and short.
The only thing I'm going to say to kind of finish this off is that, look.
Final statements.
Yeah, my final statements on this whole Capitol building thing is, this shit can't happen anymore. Like, we really need to chill the fuck out on both sides. And we just need to let the lawmakers do their jobs. Vote them out if they fuck up. And let's work on creating more political parties so that these people get scared. You know what I'm saying? Because the only way to strike fear into a congresswoman or congressman or whatever vernacular term you want to use to identify these people.
Take
their job away. That's it. You can't be a lobbyist if you don't have a job.
Make their pockets hurt.
Exactly. You know, and the problem is that these Democrats and Republicans have these filibusters. They have their super PACs. They have all these monies coming in from big tech, big pharma. I know you guys like to say that your politicians aren't corrupt, but 99.99% of them are.
In some way,
they're bought out by some company. Somebody's feeding money into their campaign because, you know what? Every single time they win re-election, what's the one thing they give a shit about is winning the next election and the next election and the next election. It's not about passing laws and legislation. It's about who's funding my fucking campaign and if I'm going to be fucking congressman or congresswoman again or president or whatever. That's the only thing they fucking care about. That's all they care about is holding on to their power. And if you have more political parties, and if you make it so that it doesn't matter how much fucking money you raise, because if you divide the vote up so much, it doesn't fucking matter if you increase in the black vote or the Hispanic vote, because you're not going to win. You're not going to win. You can't win if you cut the pie up too much. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I don't even... For that...
Yeah.
Speaking about Capitol Hill, which I want to say a quick final statement. You guys are fucked up. Like, I think you guys need a fucking hug. In my personal opinion.
That too.
I think we all need a fucking hug.
Yeah.
Okay? Because these past few months have been tough on everybody. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it was wrong what they did. However, for the reason why they did it, because you guys are upset because Trump didn't win.
Yeah.
But you guys honestly are fucking losers. Like I said it in the beginning, which I'm going to say it again. And now I sit here and say, if we really want to make a change, and if you really feel this type of anger, I would say you do it for a better reason, but not because Trump fucking lost. The fuck is wrong with you people? Honestly, like, I get it, is you guys are passionate, but there's way better reasons to go out of your way that way. Now 4 people are dead.
Yeah.
And for fucking what?
Nothing. Yeah. I guess unfortunately a dark way to end it, but you know what? Is what it is, you know. I hope we can all come together and guys, you know, it sucks that we have to make this episode, but we need to be on top of this shit. So, you know, we just wanted to give you our opinions on this. You know, if you like the podcast, please share it. Help us grow. You know, you guys are great. We love the love and support that we're getting. The podcast is doing crazy great right now, but we know we can do better if we keep grinding it. So we grinded out this video. It's 12:16 right now. Angelo needs to go home. I need to go wake up tomorrow to go test people for COVID. Angelo needs to go hustling and shit.
Yeah,
and you know, run his business and shit. So on that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to get that up and running soon. And we're going to do an audio only and hopefully eventually do video. And please like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. You know, and keep your notifications on. on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I know some of my friends weren't getting some notifications. You got to turn them on in the settings. And that's all I wanted to say. So.
And on that note, people, you guys are beautiful. And please, please be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe. And, you know, I wish you guys the best. You know, I'm praying for everyone that was involved in everything. And that's it. Let's roll it, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's roll the tape.
Gotta say less. It.